They make it seem like in school, like, you have sex, you get pregnant, or you die, right? Like, it is not that easy to get pregnant. It's like, I think less than a 25% chance every month to get pregnant. I mean, those aren't great chances, right? Like, if you're gonna, you're not buying a lottery ticket on those odds. Well, I guess the lottery ticket, that was a bad example. But
welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. My name's Kate.
And I'm Jordan.
In this episode, we are answering all of your juicy Q&A questions, from when we're going to have more kids, how many we want, what we feed our kids, and so much more. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real. The more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's.
Okay, we're back. Q&A episode.
We're back. We're going to be answering all your juicy questions.
Okay, wait. First, I want to say this has been really bothering me. I keep thinking about how mom, like, when you have a baby, mm-hmm. and then, like, people come over or, like, fly in from out of town or whatever, and then they're looking at this mom and they're saying, I'm only here to see the baby. Like,
that's so people rude. Saying that?
Yes.
Did people say that to you?
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot. And I'm like, still, even like over a year, like, oh, I'm just here to see the baby. Excuse me? That's so rude. I was thinking about this because I saw this reel where this Asian woman gave birth, and I'm saying Asian because it's like just their culture to mm-hmm. do this. But like, her mom came to visit her at the hospital and went straight past the baby. Didn't even look at this newborn baby and went straight to her baby. And like,
as she should,
who just gave birth. Yeah. I thought that was so sweet. And I was like, is this how people are supposed to be treated?
I wish that was my experience. I don't remember mine. So honestly, I couldn't tell you if people are doing that to me or not. I probably wouldn't care.
Blacked it
out. I probably didn't care at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is rude though. I hope they don't do that for your second.
But yeah, don't actually do that when you go visit.
Don't invite them when you have your second.
You know what? I don't want you to come because you didn't want to see me.
Yeah.
Who just gave birth. How did you get your hard-boiled eggs to turn out so well? They think you posted the Q&A picture with your hard-boiled eggs. But I have a foolproof method for hard-boiled eggs.
Perfect.
Bring to a boil, not like a full-on rolling boil, but like mm-hmm. just a boil, and then drop those eggs in. I do 12 minutes. You could do 10
wow.
to
12.
Wow. And you don't do that long?
Mm-mm. But maybe it's because mine's full-on boil.
Mm, okay, yeah. 12 minutes, leave it at that same kind of just boiling, and then when you pull them, run them under water, I just fill the same pot with water, and then I put that whole thing in the freezer, and then I just wait till that, like, top layer is frozen, and they peel just so easily.
What? I've never heard of that method.
I accidentally came across that, because I put them in the freezer because I wanted them to cool down fast, and I forgot about them, and it was frozen, but they peeled just, like, the peel just came right off.
Wow. Yeah. I'll try that for experimental purposes. Joey and I do Instant Pot for 2 minutes on high and then 2 minute ice bath.
Oh, Instant Pot.
Mm-hmm. I prefer honestly just putting it on the stove because I feel like the Instant Pot is a lot to like get out and mess with. Mm. But
I tried like the air fryer one time. I thought they just tasted gross. What? Yeah.
Never heard of that. Maybe yeah. I'll have to try it.
Yeah.
Okay. More babies? ? Yes. We both want to have more kids. Someone DM'd me the other day and said, why did you build such a big house if you have such a small family? Like, one, mind your business, but yeah. Two, we're going to grow the family. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I don't know if people are just like trying to get under my skin asking me things or if like they're just, I don't know.
I think
both.
Yeah, I think people are just, I hate to say it, but some people are just not that smart too. And they just, yeah. I don't know, they don't think about things. But yeah, that was a rude question. Also, like, if anybody thinks, like, oh my gosh, my house isn't big, like, you don't need a big house to have a big family yeah, either.
No, not at all.
You just worked hard for your money and you can spend it however you want.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would never have built this house unless I came across social media. So
you also wouldn't be married if you hadn't come across social media.
Amen. Yeah, if I wouldn't have started, if I wouldn't have started my account, Joey wouldn't have like found me, and I probably wouldn't have found him because I don't like, before I started my own page, I don't think I really like followed like the male influencers. It was just kind of like all the only crunchy moms. So
yeah, I had never even heard of Joey until you started dating him.
Yeah, and he probably wouldn't have looked at my DM because he never replies to DMs. So. If he didn't see the blue check mark or whatever. Well, no, actually, he was already following me. He's a fan. But, yeah, social media really brought...
Oh, my God, did he Hailey Bieber you?
Yeah, probably. The craziest thing, though, is the night before I DM'd him, he had his friend over that I went to college with. His name is... His name, first name is Matt. To keep it confidential, but Matt was like, oh, I see you follow the crunchy mom. I went to college with her. And Joey was like, wait, no way. And he was like, yeah. And Joey was like, yeah, well, like, what, like, do you know anything about her? And he's like, yeah, we like, you know, kind of, we were like not in the same friend group, but our friend groups would hang out. And Matt was just like, yeah, she's super like health conscious, has a kid. And I think Joey was like, what happened with that? I think he was like, they just like didn't work out. And then the next day I DM'd him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Such a God thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy. Do you think we can educate others without toxicity who do not want to change their lifestyle?
No.
Yeah, I think.
I just think people like don't want to hear things that they aren't ready for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can present all the information you want. They just have to be perceptive of the information. Yeah. If they want, they have to want to change. Like, I would joke with Larry all the time. Like, I would tell him something and he'd be like, what? And be like, you're not ready. You're just not ready to receive this.
Yeah, for sure. I think I used to do the same with my son's dad. Like, I'd tell him something and he'd be like, you sound insane. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm right. And then like years later, he would be like, oh yeah, you were right about that. So it's just, people have to come at their own time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Can you please share the kids' toothpaste that you shared a couple weeks ago? Okay, so my favorite toothpaste is now Fig, Feed Your Good Guys. I love, his handle is Ask the Dentist on Instagram. He started his own toothpaste, and I just love him so much. So we use that mainly. But I'm curious to hear what you use, because I don't know this about my friend.
I use Zebra. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I want to try that brand.
I love it. It's kind of pricey, but they don't use hydroxyapatite. Mm-hmm. They use xylitol. I don't think that's how you say xylitol, but hydroxyapatite just like was, my teeth were like literally chipping and like got sensitive. It did not. And I've heard this about some people. I think it's just like depends on your biology, but yeah, so I avoided that. But I've been loving Zebra. It's a little pricey, but you only need a teeny little bit. So
does Romy use toothpaste yet or not yet?
No, I use either just water or coconut oil with her, but I would be comfortable giving her the Zebra one too.
Yeah. Is it minty?
They have a mint one and then they have a coconut one, and I got the coconut one.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. I think I just used coconut oil with Barrett for like the first 2 years. I don't know if that's proper, but.
It's better than them swallowing toothpaste probably. Honestly, she like, we're not, we're still struggling with the, you know. She bites down on the toothbrush or screams or whatever. So I just give it to her and she like thinks it's fun to like do what I'm doing with my toothbrush.
Well, also her diet is so pristine. It's like, what does she need?
Yeah.
Scrubbed out of her mouth.
Also, can we talk about the myth that dentists say a breastfeeding baby like is more prone to cavities if they breastfeed through the night? Like, that is.
A gal actually DM'd me the other day and she said her 2-year-old had 2 cavities and her dentist told her that she's to blame because she breastfeeds at night. And I was just like, sister, can you please find a biological dentist or like a dentist with half a brain?
That's crazy.
Literally insane.
Insane. How do you socialize your kids properly if they're homeschooled? First off, are public schools socializing properly? I just saw this reel the other day, this homeschool guy, he was a homeschool teacher, and he was like, as adults, are we ever with 30 other people exactly our same age in a room all day? No, we're like talking to tons and tons of different people, right? Spanning mm-hmm. over all these years. So, like, I think kids just being out in real life is socialization enough. Why can't I say that word?
Words are hard. Also, for 0 to 3, you're only supposed to be with your mom. Like, yeah. your mom is your lifeline, literally. Yeah. So it's like when people are like, you need to put that baby in daycare, socialize, they parallel play. And all they're thinking about is probably when their mom is going to pick them yeah. up.
Yeah. But like older ages, like just being out in the world, going to the grocery store, saying hi to the clerks, whatever, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I think about like Barrett, because I used to be like, homeschool people are freaks.
Yeah.
I used to be on that side of it. But I think Barrett thrives in homeschool. He like can talk to any adult. He can talk to any kid, any age. At his homeschool co-op, the ages are 6 to 10, I think, in his class. So it's like he's talking to kids mm-hmm. of, you know, 4 years older than him, which I think is like really good for, I don't know, it's just cool to see, because he'll like raise his hand. And they were talking about centuries the other day. And like, which I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's from his dad, why Barrett's like so book smart, but they were talking about centuries and Barrett like raised his hand and answered 2 questions in a row correctly. Wow. And I was just like, how do you know these things? Like he just absorbs stuff. And I think it's good that he gets challenged more than just if he were to be in first grade with first graders. Yeah. And that's not a diss to if your kids are in school. We all went yeah. to school. So.
So for the homeschool co-op, is it just parents taking turns teaching, or did you guys hire a teacher?
Yeah, so it's this gal, she does it out of her home. She used to work in a school, I believe, and then when she had her own kids, she started homeschooling and then turned it into like a, she does like a legit school. So she mm-hmm. teaches 4 classes a week, 2 days a week, like back to back. And it's fun because like he goes, he does his class in the morning, and then they do a lunchtime and a recess, and then the next class starts if you choose to stay for that class, which Barrett doesn't anymore. He was going to do it, but it was just a bit, it was too old. It was like 9 to 12 year olds. And it was just going over his head. Like they were like legitimately like reading and writing. And although he can read and write, just not to that
yeah.
capacity. So we did pull him for that, but he like loves to be able to go for like an hour and a half on Mondays, like get his school fix, and then he's good with coming home and wow. being with us.
That's so nice to have that.
It is. Yeah. My friend Mandy told me about it. And then the best part about it, though, is it's the neighborhood across from our new neighborhood. So it's literally like 5 minutes down the road.
Could you walk?
Yeah, we could like we'd probably like ride bikes because I think it would probably be like a 20-minute walk. Mm. I mean, I don't think Barrett would be up for that, but he could definitely ride his bike and we could get That's there in so like 10 cool. minutes. Yeah. But it's a legit 5-minute drive from my front door. So,
wow,
that is nice.
And you found it through somebody. If somebody was looking for something like that, what would they?
A lot of Facebook groups have like type in, like, for example, mine is like the town or like the surrounding area I live in, homeschool co-op. It's like a lot of Facebook groups have them, or if you have a Crunchy Mom Facebook group that you're in, you can ask there. Or honestly, if you like go to the chiropractor, if you go to like a Crunchy pediatrician, like I feel like everybody has the in for stuff like that. That's where I usually learn everything. But my friend Mandy, I feel like, is so on top of everything. I just ask her and she always has an answer for like a group or you know, who's doing what.
Cool.
Beautiful. Is it my turn? Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure? Probably laying in bed and scrolling on my phone.
Rotting. Love a good doom scroll.
Yeah. I love a good doom scroll at the end of the day. Like after I've showered and I get into bed, that's probably my guilty pleasure. What about you?
I would say like trash TV, but I don't feel guilty about it. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Do you watch the new season of Love is Blind?
Yeah, we're not caught up, but yes, we're
okay.
Yeah,
me either. I'm only in episode 3, so don't give me any.
Okay,
I'm excited for it.
So far, it's very cringy, but
yeah.
Next season, I think we're going to cover the TV, and so we can be surprised at the
wow. Yeah. That's fun of you guys.
Yeah, we're fun. We're fun like that. So
yeah, that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, because, like, it is fun. Like, sometimes they hide their ethnicity or whatever, you know? Like, I want to be surprised, too.
Okay, do you think you could, like, if you went into that and you fell in love with someone and they came out and they were just, God, like, hideous or way shorter than you or, like...
Oh, God.
I don't think I could. I, just being honest, I don't think I could do it.
If they were, tinier than me, that would be... hard.
I think that would be my biggest fear.
I think I could love someone I wasn't like attracted to right away.
Okay.
But like the height, the like making me feel bigger would.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
Oof, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember what was his name? Shake or something. And he was like, could I put you on my shoulders or something like that?
Yeah. Was she bigger than him?
She was big, yeah.
What was her answer?
I think she said yes or something. I don't know. He was really mean to her, though. I wouldn't be mean about it.
My favorite girl was the girl who said she was Megan Fox's twin. And don't get me wrong. She did have a little, like, I understand where she was coming from, but you should never tell a person that you look like Megan Fox because you are setting yourself up for failure,
person,
even if you're hot.
A man.
Yeah.
I even did say before she said it, though, I said, she kind of reminds me of Megan. Like, she had Megan Fox-esque-ness.
Yes, yeah. But you're just
obliterated on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have never said that online, especially in a show like this, because then someone is literally just picturing that you have the same physique, you have the same,
that was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, Megan Fox she's a fox, so.
Yeah, she's like probably one of the hottest women on the internet.
That was tough. That was tough.
It's a learning curve for everyone.
Learning moment, yeah. Yeah. That was what not to do when you go on Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. All right. Please talk about fiber. Everyone asks, how do we get enough fiber if we don't eat a lot of veggies? I eat so much fruit. There's fiber in fruit. And trust me, I'm eliminating, so I'm not worried about my fiber intake.
Yeah, I'm not worried about my fiber intake. And here's the thing, you guys, and this might be bad of me, but every time we get these, you should be doing, like, make sure you're doing a lot of this. And for example, make sure you're getting a lot of fiber and getting fats from things like seed oils and make sure you're limiting your red meat intake. Like, I'm always doing the opposite. Mm-hmm. I'm not purposely not getting fiber, but it's not like at the top of my priority because it's like, you guys, nobody on this earth wants us healthy. Everyone wants us sick. So kind of makes sense to not be following guidelines of what mainstream is telling us.
You're so right.
Okay. All right. Someone asked, actually, I got this DM'd because theirs was too long, but I thought it was a good one. Thoughts on newborns leaving the house right away, being around others, going on walks, rule of thumb, or what you gals did/do? I was taking Barrett out of the house right away just because, like, I couldn't sit at home. I didn't want to be alone. So I would, like, take him to my mom's house or, like, I think when he was, like, 2 weeks old, I went to a dinner. I wasn't, like, passing him around or anything. But the next time I have a baby, and Joey and I talked about this, after I, like, learned how important it is for the baby to just be bonding with mom 24/7, I was just kind of like, I don't want people visiting right away, and if they do, I don't want people holding my baby. Like, I didn't really think about how my baby would be feeling. Mm. The baby doesn't give a shit about your relatives holding them or your friend. Yeah. Like, it's like the baby just wants the mom. And now, since my friends are starting to have kids, I never ask to hold their babies, like, when they're first born, unless they say, like, want to hold the baby.
Yeah.
I have never asked a friend to hold their newborn, because I'm just like, I don't know. It's only for me. Like, I'm not helping you out. I'd rather go do your dishes or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, though, that baby wants their mom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely after my first, like, few weeks, I did the 5-5-5 postpartum rule thing. I don't know. I didn't really, like, actually, during those first few weeks, too, I definitely would take her outside, like, in the sun for a few minutes. Throughout the day.
Because she was a summer baby, right?
She was a summer baby, yeah. So I definitely wanted to get her in the sun. Even if it was winter, I think I'd bundle up, get some fresh air and whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be worried about the baby being out of the house, I guess. I'd be more worried about, like, overexerting myself that freshly postpartum.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, if people were sick, I would stay away from that. But like,
also, hot take, if you have gotten a vaccine, a live vaccine in the past, even 2 months, I don't know, like, stay away from me. I don't want
people
you around.
Shedding's not real, but it literally says on the CDC.
Yeah, insert that on the inserts. Real. Yeah. Keep away your flu shot from me.
Yeah.
It's just, please don't get that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Also, I think that, back to you saying, like, don't exert yourself too much. I do think, like, it blows my mind when I see moms out, like, a couple days after birth.
It's crazy.
Like, running to the grocery store or going on a walk. I don't know. Maybe, like, a short break, like, walk down to the mailbox and back. Yeah. I don't know. I felt like my butt was falling out for
samesies
a month at least. Same. A couple months maybe.
How long did you bleed for, do you remember?
I don't think I bled much. Like, I want to say, like, maybe I was wearing the diaper things for like a week, a little more than a week, and I was done. I just remember, like, I used the pad sickle things a lot because I was so insanely sore. I don't remember, because that was one of my biggest fears was, looking back, I had not a great doula, and I feel bad saying that if she ever hears this. I was her very first client, and I'm looking back on my experience in the hospital, and like, I don't think she told me one single thing to do, not a position to try. Like, my nurse was telling me everything, but I remember specifically asking my doula after birth, like, did I lose too much blood? Because that was my biggest fear, was like losing too much blood. And she's like, I'm not sure. Like, I think you're like, it was pretty normal. And I just remember being like, lie to me at least. Like, act like you know what's going on. But what was I going with this?
Bleeding.
Oh, bleeding. Surgery. Yeah. But I think I didn't bleed a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
I bled, I think, exactly 3 weeks, but it was like, I wore a diaper for the first week, and then it was, like, just when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Type, like, wiping type bleeding.
Yeah. And I've heard some women, like, bleed for a lot longer. Yeah. Like, diapers for a lot longer.
Yeah, it can be definitely longer. And then, like, I know if you exert yourself, then, like, you could bleed more for, like, that. Say you, like, go for a walk at 8 a.m., but then you're fine the rest of the day. That next day at, like, 8 a.m., you could start bleeding heavier because that walk 24 hours earlier.
Wow. I also, Holistic Mother was saying this, if you are going to like baby wear in the newborn days, don't wear the buckle carrier because that puts way too much pressure on your pelvic floor, which I was like, that's very good to know.
Yeah, get a nice stretchy wrap.
Yes, yeah,
also,
she said wrap.
So comfortable for you and the baby.
Yeah.
I didn't even wear it because it was summer. I didn't even wear a shirt. I just would wear the wrap and put her in there.
Boobs out all sweaty.
I would literally go for a walk in just the wrap. I mean, it covered my boobs.
I wish Larry would have taken a picture of you.
God, probably wouldn't fit in the camera. I was a big gal.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. The back of you was probably like, it's just the carrier straps, and then you're just naked and exposed.
And rolls
under.
And back rolls.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My diaper was probably hanging out of my pants too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure it was. Oh, when did your black line go away?
Oh, not for a while.
Like, same.
Long while.
Like months.
Yeah.
I heard you can actually, like, scrub it off. I don't know if that's true, but next time I'll give it a try.
And I don't know if this can happen to boys, but Romy had it because my hormones. And then she had, this happens to girls, obviously not boys, but they can have, like, a teeny period because of your hormones.
What?
So she had a teeny little period, just, like, a little, one diaper had some blood, and it's super normal. And then she also had one nipple that lactated.
What?
Hormones. Isn't that crazy?
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Yeah, Barrett wasn't lactating. We're having a period, but that's wild. I know. I would have never thought of that.
I know. Is Midwest life worth it over the nice Florida weather?
Joey actually prefers here over Florida, which is the craziest thing. But he said it's because of the four seasons. Like, he said when he spent that full year in Florida, he was like getting kind not like depressed, but just like it was December and it was still so hot out. Whereas, you know, in the Midwest, it's like gets a little bit, obviously a lot of bit colder. So I don't know. I mean,
I would
if that
love
was
it.
A question for Joey. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I would love the Florida year round.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only ever lived in Iowa.
Okay, see, I'm from Washington State, and on the west side of the mountains, which is completely different than the east side of the mountains in Washington, but we, like, hardly saw the sun. Like,
I've heard that.
Much.
It's always, like, rainy and cloudy.
Yeah. I mean, the summers were beautiful, don't get me wrong, but, like, you're still not going to see the sun every single day. And so I don't know if I just, like, am making up for lost time, but, like, I'm, like, give me all the sun.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma has four seasons, but, like, winters are harsh, but they go quick.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if there's really necessarily a fall. Like, it's still, it's going to be 90 degrees here today. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I prefer to see the sun, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I always wonder about that. I just love the beach. So I think I would thrive, but. Mm-hmm. Also, I wonder if I would miss, like, a little bit of not sweating constantly.
Mm. Not much of a sweater.
Mm. Okay. Answer this, and I'll answer this. How do you do budgeting together, like you and your husband?
You want me to answer?
Yeah.
We should have my husband on one day to talk about this.
We should.
Because we get asked about this a lot. But my husband definitely takes the lead on this. He's got his whole spreadsheet. He updates it every single day. He updates the spreadsheet, and I know that's a bit excessive. You could probably get away
with that. That's what Joey does too.
They're both accountants, I guess. So once a week. Yeah, here's some things we do to save money. We only have one car. My husband works from home though, so that helps. But like, I think even if you didn't work from home, we would still have one car because I don't go anywhere.
Right. Romy hates a car. Why would you ever go anywhere?
Why would I leave? So that saves us money there. Let's see. We buy our meat in bulk. It's like more of an upfront cost, but over the year, you save hundreds and if not thousands of dollars, probably just hundreds, I guess. It depends on how many cows you buy. We try to buy other like frozen fruit and stuff in bulk rather than fresh. It's cheaper. What else do we do? We don't eat out like ever. We had some friends in town this week, so we ate out like special occasions type of thing, but we don't
except
eat out.
Except barbecue.
Okay, yeah, occasionally once a week we eat
barbecue. Occasionally once a week we
eat
barbecue.
That's budgeted in to the grocery budget. So, like, we have a budget for literally everything, and we're really, really good about, I mean, it's important to us, so we're good about just sticking with it. I'm trying to think what else we do to save money. Those are the gist of it, but what about you?
Yeah, so Joey's the same as Larry. He's very type A. Literally every morning he's updating. So Joey... First, Larry was taking care of my finances, Jordan's husband, because when I started making money on social media, I went from making like $46,000 before taxes at my corporate job to making like close to seven figures. So I had no concept of anything. I was like, would text Larry and be like, I feel like I'm poor. I feel like I can't afford my house. Like, and Larry would be like, I don't think you you can't grasp reality of how much money you have. In like a non, like, I'm not bragging about it way. So Larry used to track my finances for me. And then Joey stepped in and he took over. And Joey has a spreadsheet of his, what he brings in a month, what I bring in a month, like what we're projected to bring in. Because we both have the same management team. So like we know every month what exactly, the exact number we're making from our management team. But then we like have an estimate of what we're making for our affiliates because that kind of ebbs and flows each month. And so Joey is constantly updating those every single day. Like even if I made $10 more from an affiliate, like he's punching that number in. And then he has a spreadsheet of our like monthly expenses. And so he'll go in and like categorize everything and then like plug in the numbers. And at the end of the month, we'll like talk about like, okay, this is what we spent. Right now, it's just, like, all over the place. Because, obviously, we're buying, like, furniture. We're, like, buying a bunch of, like, one-off things that are kind of higher ticketed prices. But Joey, like, says, okay, we have this set number. We need to stay within. And then Joey just doesn't spend money, and I'm the only one who spends money. So it's like, I'm the only one. Joey only buys groceries. He never buys himself anything.
That's how I am.
Yeah, it couldn't be me.
I like, it's have a really hard time buying myself things.
That's wild. I used to feel really guilty about spending money when I first like started Instagram, that I would text Jordan's husband and I would be like dead serious and be like, can I afford to buy like $500 worth of clothes? Like, I really want to buy. And he would be like, yes, yeah, you can do that and it's going to be okay. Like, I would get genuinely so anxious because, one, I have never made this type of money before, but two, like, I just felt like I needed to be so responsible because I was the sole provider for me and my son buying my house. So I was just like genuinely terrified to do anything. Yeah. So I would
almost
message
every day. Larry would be like, is she okay? Like, why does she think she's poor? I don't know. She probably was poor. And then now she's used to it.
Well, and also like Larry would take my money out of my like regular account and he was like putting it in to like I don't even know what the short-term account that like grows your money or whatever. So it's like I wasn't grasping like how much there truly was sitting in an account because we were taking so much out to put for my down payment of my home, which was very smart. But yeah, so I think I was just like I didn't understand the reality of the money I was making. And now I feel a lot safer spending money because it's like, okay, if you know, we have double Joey and I essentially make the same amount of money now. So it's like we have double of that and I feel okay spending it. But still I'm not buying like a Birkin that's $30,000. Like I would never do that. But like if I want to buy some new clothes, I do buy the new clothes.
Yeah. Larry was like, does she know how to adult? And I was like, honestly, if I didn't have you, I wouldn't know any of this either. He's like, everyone should know this. And I'm like, well.
I didn't know anything. Like, he would tell me the most basic things, and I would go over my head. I couldn't comprehend what he was talking about. Like, and that's, like, in those moments, I would be like, they set us up for failure in school. I have no idea what Larry is talking about right now. No wonder people, like, stay broke, stay poor. Like, no one knows how to invest their money. Nobody knows how to, like, put things into stocks. Or, like, Larry would try to explain stocks to me, and I'd be like, I'm not even trying to sound stupid. I don't know what you're talking about.
They literally don't even teach us how to do our taxes in high school.
Oh, yeah, that would go over my head, too. Like, I had, when Larry told me that, like, I think he said, like, 30 or 40% of what I was making was going to have to go back to taxes. Obviously, I could do write-offs, and then it would bring it down, but, like, that never crossed my mind and that was also another thing that once I did start making really good money, my dad kind of sat me down and was like, listen, a lot of this money that you are making is going to go towards taxes. You need to like be accounting for that. And I think that's what scared me into like never spending money.
Taxation is theft. Larry keeps literally, our kids are lucky. They're going to be homeschooled by him to like get this knowledge, but I keep telling him he should write kids books like on taxes and stock market
and adults
or whatever.
Can read them.
Yeah, and adults can read them. Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a great, he should do that.
I know. Iron supplements for mom to help baby get it through breast milk. Up your protein intake. You could take eat liver capsules. Chlorophyll can help.
Black human oil. That's what my doctor recommended. And I recently got labs done and my iron levels. He was like, those are perfect, which was crazy because I used to be anemic. So
you think while breastfeeding, that one's fine?
I don't know. You double check. I get it from Supreme Nutrition, I believe, or Verivita. And it should say on their website, a lot of their supplements say like breastfeeding friendly or, you know.
I was just actually about to say them. They have other stuff too.
Yeah. It has to be because you can take it in pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
So why couldn't you, you know, why couldn't you during breastfeeding? But yeah, that really helped me, I think, because I don't take any iron supplement and my iron went up.
Interesting. Oh, also cooking with a cast iron pan can help.
Yeah. Great one. Do you always speak out when people say things you would disagree with, or do you nod and keep the peace? For example, my cousin says she's circumcising and vaccinating her baby. Do you share your opinions? I used to. Like, if someone was having a baby, I would be like, do not vaccinate that baby. And I think everyone thought I was insane. My friend actually told me recently, like, When you told me that 2 years ago when I was having my first, I thought you were actually like mentally insane. And now she doesn't vaccinate anymore, though. Wow. It's just like people, just be prepared for people to think you're nuts. Yeah. If you're going to give your opinions on things that are different than mainstream. But like a lot of times people do come around and realize the truth. So do
here's
you?
Here's what I do. Well, it depends how close we are. Like, and this is a good friend, just an acquaintance. An acquaintance, I'll just sort of ask questions just to get their feel, their vibe. And then, but like, I kind of do the same with like some, like my best friend just had a baby yesterday. And so like, I'll just say, one of my best friends just had a baby yesterday. And I'll just say like, oh, like, what are you doing? This and this and this. And then, or like, do you want my opinion or whatever? Like, she knows how far on the spectrum I am. So like, those types of people usually just like ask me, I guess, for my opinion. But yeah, I'm not afraid to tell the people I love my opinion for sure. But like someone at the park, I'm gonna be like, not gonna be like, I don't know. Yeah. I just found out my neighbor that just moved in, she has a 10-month-old, probably 11 months now, but she's cloth diapering and starting an elimination communication. And I was like, are we on the same wavelength? I don't know. So
are you gonna ask?
I'm gonna feel it out for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, what if you guys could become good friends?
That would be nice.
That would be
our,
nice.
Because our only friends here are moving at the end of November. Our only friends. So we need new friends, for wow. sure.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
She's still hoping. And then she also asked me, too. She was like, did you breastfeed? Because she was about to tell me something about her nipples. And I was like, yeah, I'm still going. She was like, oh, okay, cool. So we bonded on that. And I was like, okay. Wow.
That's fun.
That is fun. All right. Oh, do you like, my only friends here actually just asked me about this, so we'll answer this question. Do you like Primal Queen, and would you take it while breastfeeding? From my understanding, it's just liver, like, organ capsules.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would take while breastfeeding. I would take while pregnant. I would take not doing either of those things.
Yeah, I agree. I've never tried her supplements, though.
I haven't yet.
Yeah. Okay, this is a good one. You're going to know, you're going to be more knowledgeable at this than me. Jordan's a doula. But anyway, after about how many months would you consider it infertility? All I know is that up to a year is like considered normal. But I don't, anything after that, I don't really know.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of hate that like term unexplained infertility. I think that's a cop out. I don't know, I guess. Years and years, surely. Definitely not months. Definitely not 1 year.
Yeah.
It's tough because it's like, unless you know the reason, like, you've gotten an accident, like, you had, I don't know, a tube rupture or something, like, or you've got a weird uterus, like, unless you know the reason, I don't see why anybody would label you as infertile, you know?
And and I think that the thing is there's always going to be a root cause. Like, you know, and I feel like that should give people hope. Like, oh, I'm having trouble getting pregnant. Okay, let's run some labs. Let's do a Dutch test. Let's see where my hormones are at. All of those types of things. But it is frustrating if you only have access to, like, a Western doctor because they're just going to be like, all right, try for a year. And if not, like, IVF is your answer. And not that that's, like, bad. I mean, not, I'm saying it's okay if you use IVF, but I'm just saying there's always a root cause. And sometimes that can be a lot cheaper to get to the root cause than to have to pay for the IVF.
Yeah. Itself. I definitely think we're quick to jump to IVF for sure. And I get it. Like when you want a baby, like that desire is there, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely think there's other ways first. Also, other countries are much cheaper for IVF. Like we have friends that went to Mexico and for like literally a quarter of the price.
Wow.
So anyways, yeah, that's like a whole business scam, in my opinion.
I agree.
Although I do, there are people who truly do need it. I just would like to say, too, they make it seem like in school, like, you have sex, you get pregnant, or you die, right? Like, it is not that easy to get pregnant. It's like, I think less than a 25% chance every month to get pregnant. I mean, those aren't great chances, right? Like, if you're gonna, you're not buying a lottery ticket on those odds, well, I guess the lottery ticket, that was a bad example. But
I had the 25%.
It's a bad example. Like, you know what I'm saying. So
yes,
like, try not to get, I know it's easier said than done, but try not to get discouraged, but like still be doing things to support your body, to support your partner's body. I don't know why I said partner. I hate that term. But your spouse's significant others, like men have a big role. The health of the sperm play a huge role. Like your egg's not going to accept bad sperm. Mm-hmm. Your eggs are actually really picky, which is most women don't know. But so, yeah, everybody's health matters.
Yeah, don't like if you are like, oh, I've tried everything, like I think IVF is my next, but you haven't had your husband's like sperm tested, him do like a full blood panel, like I highly recommend you do that, because he's just as much, his health is just as much as important in playing a role of you getting pregnant. So it's not all on the woman.
Definitely. And we're starting to see more research saying like sperm health affects morning sickness and placenta and all that. So it's important. Best flour to buy to make nuggets for my baby. Here's the thing. I don't think your babies, well, I guess, I don't know. You could be calling your 8-year-old babies, but if they're younger than, you know, 1 or 2 years, I don't think you should be giving them any flour. That's just my humble opinion. But if you must, organic flour, like, what is it? Bob Mills? No, wait.
Bob's Red Mill.
Bob's Red Mill, King Arthur's. You could do Jovial, which is in corn flour, which is it's like one of the only flours left on earth that has not been modified by humans, so it's still like that ancestral type grain. It's supposed to be easier for digestion. It is a little pricey, but it's, I mean, that's one of those things that's worth it in my opinion. So yeah, those are my options.
Yeah, I agree with all that she said.
Great.
Also, back to the, like, if your kids are younger, don't give it to them. I highly recommend, if you can, just stick to real whole foods, like steak or chicken breast, eggs, ground beef, ground chicken. Like, it's going to make your kids' palate so much more accepting of real whole foods for the rest of their life than giving them things like chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, you know, those like types of starchier foods.
Yeah, let's see. Romy's 15. Oh, she just turned 15 months. She's never had starches. Never had grains like oats. She's never had refined sugar. Like, if we don't give them to them, they're not going to know the difference, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Same with things like juices or pops. Like, don't even when people are like, oh, just put a little bit of juice in their sippy cup and add the rest water. Why? You're not giving any nutrients that way. Just stick with water, because I feel like so many people say, my kids hate water. What can I give them? And it's like, we got to start them on water, and then they'll never know the difference.
Coconut water. She likes coconut water.
Okay, my last question. How many kids do both of you guys want? Jordan and I both want a bunch of kids.
A bunch, yeah. I can't wait to be pregnant again. My friend, she gave birth 7 weeks before Romy was born, but she just found out she's pregnant again. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
It's like so crazy that both excitement and jealousy can exist at the same time. Because like, I'm so incredibly happy for her, but I'm like, oh man, like I want to be pregnant with you again. And like, pregnant too. But yeah, so yeah, I would love to have all the babies.
Yeah. And nobody, but you can't talk, remember? I was going to say, a lot of people, like, whenever I say, oh, I want a bunch of kids, they're like, well, you're 30. Like, how are you going to do that? I will have kids into my 40s. But what is the rush? What is life if I don't have little feet in my home?
Yeah.
Like, I told Joey that the other day. I was like, what would we even do if we didn't have little kids running around our house? Like, that brings me so much joy to have kids.
I agree. I remember texting you, I think, like, shortly after I had Romy, and I was like, do you think we're gonna go through an identity crisis when we're empty nesters? And you were like, I'll die. Like, I'll never be an empty nester. Like, I want to have kids as long as possible and then be a grandma and do all the fun things.
Yeah, literally. I never want to not have. And that's why I'm like, when people like are like, oh, I really want, you know, to have them back to back to back to back or whatever, I'm just like, but the plus side of you having to wait, like, even a little bit, is, like, you get to spread it out. So, like, not everyone's leaving the nest at once.
So,
at least that's what I would always tell myself when I would feel bad about, like, not having another one yet. That's what I would tell myself. It's like, oh, how nice I get to have more time, you know?
Yeah. So, all the babies.
All the babies. No timeline.
No timeline.
Whenever it happens.
This was a good episode. We got lots of questions, so we'll save some for another episode too. But we'll definitely try to have Larry on this week and talk budgets and stock market and taxes.
Beautiful. Maybe Joey will join it too, and they can just take it away with the the guy talk.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.